Asylum. This is Robin. How may I help you?
Hi, Robin. It's Tom. How are you?
Well, hello, Tom. I'm just good. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks.
What's up? What are you doing?
I'm busy.
Are you freezing?
Yeah.
Is it
cold? Oh, gosh. Yeah, you know what. Yeah, the snow's blowing around today. It's like 20 degrees. Yeah, it's a nasty winter day.
Oh, no. I just couldn't do it, Tom. I'd have to curl up in a ball and call in sick.
Oh, it crossed my mind this morning, Robin.
Oh, gosh.
Yes.
You want to talk to Jess, Sugar?
Well, I was checking in with Kevin. I had sent a couple of diamonds to if he was available.
He is not, sweetie. He's with the customer. Jess is available, but
okay.
He's not.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, if Jess is available.
Okay. Hang on, sweetie.
Sure. Thanks. Hi, how are you?
Oh, you know.
Staying nice and busy today? Everything working out well?
Nice and busy.
Good. Yeah,
yep.
I was just checking in to see if your father had an opportunity to show those diamonds I had sent over.
I have no idea if he showed those diamonds. It's funny we didn't talk about it. Not thoroughly, anyways.
Oh, okay.
But I'll have to ask him. I'll have to be inquisitory with him and ask him lots and lots of questions, which he hates me doing that.
Oh, yeah?
He doesn't
like to be peppered with questions from you?
No. He would really mean just, you know, stay busy and he'd have to say nothing.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, if you're in the business of selling jewelry, you have to open your mouth every now and again.
You do. I'm gonna leave that alone. You just said.
Please do. I just caught that.
that's inviting for me to totally.
It was. Yeah. That was a softball for sure.
Join the bandwagon on it.
Well, we don't have to go there.
No, that was kind of a sucky response you gave me.
Oh, that's funny.
I did a clean one for you. It was clean.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Well, by you not going there, you went there. I already went there.
You have to be careful with me because I'm going to turn your words in on you.
I know. I've definitely known that for many years now, but unfortunately, I just don't learn my lesson.
You don't learn your lesson. I'll teach you. I'll teach you your lesson.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, you love talking to me.
you always keep me entertained.
I try to.
You succeed. Without question.
I know, it's funny because people like it.
Mm-hmm.
People
for
like
sure.
to be talked to like that.
For
it's
sure.
Really weird.
Everybody likes to have a little fun.
You wouldn't think like the older crowd would like it, but the older women really like it.
Oh, really? Oh, wow. I wouldn't
yeah.
have thought that myself.
The little bit of the dirty
mm-hmm.
undertone in the sentence, like, the older women like it.
Mm-hmm.
Robin really likes it. She likes for you to whisper sweet dirty in her ears.
for some reason, I don't see that.
Maybe one day I'll become a true lady. A lady in waiting. But I haven't aged that enough yet, so I'm still in my rebellious teenage years, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But no, he has not told me he looked at them. All seriousness, he has not told me about it. So.
Gotcha. I'll try to touch base with him a little bit later. Have you had any
we showed
anybody
it.
Looking at that Asher cup?
We showed it yesterday.
Oh, did you?
I thought it was pretty cool. He's going to keep it in mind because he's looking for a 2-carat. He didn't say what size. so he wants to. He wants. Everybody wants to get a ding lab now. I should have just said no to labs and just sold naturals.
Why did he want to buy a lab?
Because they were less, but he might like the other one. I don't know. He's
so it just boiled down to money. Could he afford a natural diamond?
Any 2 carats going to be expensive, regardless of what size or shape it is. So he looked at it and kind of liked it. It's possible. He also liked the labs, and my dad's looking at both for him, I believe. And I don't know about your stones. I don't know who they're for, what the project is. So I didn't.
Yeah, from what your dad told me, that was definitely a customer that was looking, you know, strictly for natural. So.
Yeah. So I'll have him call you back later.
Okay. Yeah, that works. I'll be in the office.
If it makes you feel better.
Absolutely, that would be great. And then, if you want to try to work on that Asher this week, I'm going to need it back at the beginning of next week just to get everything back from November.
I know.
So if we don't find it a happy home, then I'll have you ship it back at the beginning of the week.
I keep it in my box. I always know where it's at.
Okay.
I hate having floaty diamonds. It's not floaty in my box. So if I want to show it, I know exactly where to get it from.
Easy to retrieve. Good.
Right.
Sounds
well,
good. Well, I hope you have a good afternoon.
Wife, kids, good?
Yep, everybody's doing well.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm, yeah, we're just gearing up for Christmas.
Nice.
Got all the Christmas gifts bought and mostly wrapped, so the girls are all taken care of. Now it's just making sure they don't open anything under the tree.
How do you do that?
We tell them no, don't touch it. If you open it up, Santa won't come. We scare the bejesus out of them, Jessica. That's how we do it.
Oh, I see.
I have a long whip, and I just whip them every time they get close to the Christmas tree.
Oh, man. That sounds devious.
Oh, man.
I'll leave that one alone.
It gets the point across.
Absolutely. The Indiana Jones whip.
That's right.
With that little tiny string thing on the end that really tippers the topper whenever it hits you hard.
Exactly. Make sure it stings.
Well, very cool. Glad you called me today.
Well, thanks for your time, as always. Enjoy your afternoon.
I'll tell him to give you a call back when he gets done.
Okay.
This guy. All right.
Talk to you later.
All right. Thanks, Tom. Bye.
Yep.